Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright. Tonight we have a great show. We have Les Paul and Mary Ford, Vaughn Monroe, the Blue Wisp Big Band, Sinatra, and many more, so stick around. Now, to get us started, we're going to be hearing from Mel Torme, from Renee Lee, and right now it's Stan Kenton and his theme, Artistry in Rhythm.
Love you, ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you. Just wait a while till a little moonbeam comes peeking through. You'll get bold, you can't resist him, and all you will say when you have kissed him is ooh, ooh, ooh. What a little moonlight.
Sounds like Mel Torme. It actually was Mel Torme and The Night We Called It a Day. Matt Dennis tune from 1942. This recorded in August of 1963. Before that, it was Renee Lee and song Harry McGregor Woods tune from 1934 called What a Little Moonlight Can Do. This went on the hit parade by Billie Holiday in 1935. Was also in a film called Roadhouse Nights. I don't think I remember that one. And that's all we have about what a little moonlight can do. Before that, it was in celebration of Stanley Kenton's birthday. He born on this week back in 1912. This was one of his compositions written in 1941. It became his theme. It was Artistry in Rhythm. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB, and I'm Bill Cartwright. Well, ABC's popular radio program, The Breakfast Club, with longtime host Don McNeil, was simulcast on TV beginning on this week in 1954. Well, the telecast of the show was a bomb, but the radio program went on to break records as the longest-running program on the air. And on this week in 1968, an agreement between baseball players and club owners increased the minimum salary of major league players to $10,000 a year. Doesn't sound like much today, but back in 1968, that was a lot of money. Let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, it'll be Sinatra. Lionel Hampton will be right here, and right now it's Anita O'Day and Tenderly.
The evening breeze caressed the trees tenderly. The trembling trees embraced the breeze tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by, and lost in a sigh were we. The shore was kissed by sea and mist tenderly. I can't forget how two hearts met breathlessly. Your arms open wide and close me inside. You took my lips, you took my love so tenderly. The evening caress the trees tenderly. The trembling trees embrace the breeze tenderly, tenderly. Then you and I came wandering and lost in a sigh were we. The shore was kissed by sea and mist tenderly. I can't forget how two hearts met breathlessly, breathlessly. Your arms open wide and close me inside. You took my lips, you took my love so tenderly.
Thank you. I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol, it doesn't move me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some like the bop type refrain. I'm sure that if I heard even one riff, 'twould bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. Get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously do not adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick, yes, I get a kick, yes, I get a kick.
From the musical Anything Goes, it was I Get a Kick Out of You. Done so well here by Sinatra, backed up by Nelson Riddle's fine band, a Cole Porter tune from 1934. Before that, it was Lionel Hampton, long recording of a 1926 tune called I Know That You Know. This was revived in 1950 and was in a film called T-4-2. And we heard from Anita O'Day and Jack Lawrence Walter Gross tune from 1946 called Tenderly. Most popular version of that was probably done by Rosemary Clooney. It was on this week back in 1947 that Edward Land demonstrated a nifty new gadget to the Optical Society of America in New York City. This was the first camera to take, to develop, and to print a picture on photo paper in black and white back then, all in about a minute. He called the invention the Polaroid Land Camera, and as you remember, it became an instant success. And this is the week, and from 1934, the week of the birthday of Sparky Anderson, who was led the Cincinnati Reds in those great years in the 70s. Where are you now, Sparky? We need you. Back to more music on Swing. It'll be Les Paul and Mary Ford, one of their greatest hits. Von Monroe will be here, a big hit of his from 1945. And here is Cincinnati's own Blue Wisp Big Band. And You're Driving Me Crazy.
Thank you. inside I love you. No use to pretend. There, I've said it again. I've said it. What more can I say? Believe me, there's no other way. I love you. I will to the end. There, I've said it again. I've tried to drum up a phrase that would sum up all that I feel. But what good are phrases? The thought that amazes is you love me, and it's heavenly. Forgive me for wanting you so. But one thing I want you to know, I've loved you since heaven knows when. There, I've said it
song, and love this rendition of it. This was, of course, Nancy Hamilton's How High the Moon, and this recording made by Les Paul and wife Mary Ford, made back in 1951, and it got up to number one on the hit parade. Before that, it was another number one tune. This was Vaughn Monroe from 1945, and There I've Said It Again. We started with the Blue Wisp Big Band, Walter Donaldson tune from 1930, and the song was You're Driving Me Crazy from a musical called Smiles featuring Eddie Foy Jr. We're going to take a little break right now. Be back after the break with Ella Mae Morse. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and we still have lots more good stuff coming up. For instance, we'll be hearing from Tony Desar, from Ted Heath and his band, and right now it's Ella Mae Morse and the Patty Cake Man.
Every night, but right in the middle of his pitching, he's got to hurry to the kitchen to make with the cakes before the dawn's early light. Oh, you should see the face of each pretty lad when he starts a cooking with gas. Taking all you love on the installment plan. Stop to bake a patty cake in the pan. Brrr, kaki toko popo patty cake man. Patty cake, baker's man. 12 o'clock and that's the time for you to scram. Time to make a patty cake in the pan. Brrr, kaki toko popo patty cake man. Midnight's just the time for love, yet you have to scoot. But I don't mind being left behind because you're so cute. And zoot to boot, patty cake, baker's man. Baking and making all the dough you can. You never bake a wedding cake in the pan. Brrr, kaki toko popo patty cake man. Toko popo patty cake man. Patty cake, baker's man. 12 o'clock and that's the time for you to scram. Time to bake a patty cake in the pan. Brrr, kaki toko popo patty cake man. Midnight's just the time for love, yet you have to scoot. But I don't mind being left behind because you're so cute. And zoot to boot, patty cake, baker's man. Baking and making all the dough you get. You never baked a wedding cake in the pan. Brrr, kaki toko popo. You're just a patty cake man.
Thank you. just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed, my bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. But now you're here, and I know where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I found my way. For love came just in time, you found me just in time, and changed my lonely life that lovely day.
From the CD called Want You, this was Tony Desar on vocal and Bucky Pizzarelli on guitar, and a Betty Comden, Julie Stein tune from 1956 called Just in Time. We heard from Ted Heath and his orchestra and the famous In the Mood. And we started with Ella Mae Morris and Patty Cake Man. This from 1944 got up to number 10 on the hit parade that year. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB, and I'm Bill Cartwright. Well, it was on this week in 1945 that after 4 days of bitter fighting that had taken its toll on the 28th Regiment of the 5th Division of the U.S. Marines, although losses were heavy, the Marine platoon succeeded to neutralize the defenses and scale the heavily fortified Mount Suribachi on Iwo Jima. Well, Frank W. Woolworth opened his first 5- and 10-cent store on this week in 1879, and this happened in Utica, New York. Sales at the first store were disappointing until Mr. Woolworth moved his operations to Lancaster, PA, and later to the entire United States. You remember the lunch counter at F.W. Woolworth's? You could get a burger and a real vanilla soda or a lime Ricky there for about a buck, and was it good. Next coming up, we have Joe Stafford, we have Michael Bublé, and right now it's Ella Fitzgerald with Paul Weston's orchestra, and the song is ended.
The song is ended, but the melody lingers on. You and the song are gone, but the melody lingers on. The night was splendid, and the melody seemed to say, summer will pass away, take your happiness while you may. There need the we sang a love song that ended too soon. The moon descended, and I found with the break of dawn, when the song had gone, but the melody lingers on and on and on and on and on and on. Beneath the light of the moon, we sang a love song that ended too soon. The moon descended, and I found with the break of dawn, you and the song had gone. But the melody lingers on and on and on and on and on and on, on and on.
Foggy day in London town, I had me low, had me down. I viewed the morning with such alarm. The British Museum had lost its charm. How long, I wondered, could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed. For suddenly I saw you there, and through foggy London town the sun was shining everywhere. Foggy day in London town, had me low, had me down. I viewed the morning with such alarm. The old British Museum had lost its charm. How long, I wonder, could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed. For suddenly I saw you there, and in a foggy London town the sun was shining.
I should fall in love with you. Do you think that you could love me too? Supposing I should hold you and caress you, would it impress you or distress you? Supposing I should say for you I yearn, would you think I'm speaking out of turn? And supposing I declare it, would you take my love and share it? I'm not supposing I'm in love with you. And I say, for you I yearn. Would you think I'm speaking out of turn? And supposing I declare it, would you take my love and share it? I'm not supposing I'm in love with you.
Great song called Sposen, written by Andy Razoff back in 1929, and I'm thinking Fats Waller also, but I don't know for sure. Fats Waller did get it on the Hit Parade, however, along with Don Cornell in 1953. This, of course, was Joe Stafford from her CD called Joe Plus Jazz. We heard from Michael Bublé and the standard George and Ira Gershwin tune from 1937, A Dandy, called A Foggy Day. And it was Ella Fitzgerald, backed up by Paul Weston's orchestra, and a song written by Irving Berlin. He wrote the words and the music to The Song Is Ended. On this day, in 1952, a true American classic, The African Queen, opened at the Capitol Theater in New York City. The film starred Katharine Hepburn and Humphrey Bogart under the direction of John Huston. What a film. And America's first space hero, John Glenn, made space history on this week in 1962. John Glenn orbited the world three times in 4 hours and 55 minutes. Godspeed, John Glenn. We have time for a couple more. Right now, it's Maxine Sullivan and Bye Bye Baby.
I'll be in my room alone every post-meridian, and I'll be with my diary and that book by Mr. Gideon. Bye Bye Baby, remember, you're my baby. When they give you the eye, and just to show that I care, I will write and declare that I'm on the loose, but I'll stay on the square. I'll be gloomy, but send that rainbow to me. Then my shadows will fly. Though I'll be gone for a while, I know that I'll be smiling with my baby by and by. Thank you.
even though I'm lonely, there'll be no other guy. Though I'll be gone for a while, I know that I'll be smiling with my baby by and by.
Sorry to break in here, folks, but we are running out of time. This is Buddy Rich and his orchestra and a song called Blues for Basie. And we started with Maxine Sullivan and a Julie Stein tune from 1949 called Bye Bye Baby. Well, this is Bill Cartwright saying bye bye for tonight anyway. I hope you'll come back and join us next Saturday night between 10 and 11 for lots more wonderful music on swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.